You're listening to the Culture Builders Podcast, where we share thoughts, tools, and tips for leaders to improve relationships, raise standards, and grow personally. We're all about working to do better and to be better. You can learn more at thriveonchallenge.com. Cultures in your culture. Today's passage starts with a quote from Andy Crouch in his book Culture Making, which is a pretty good book that was recommended to me by Jack Easterby, who was the character and culture coach of the Patriots and now is with the Texans as their second in kind of command there. So really good book, worth checking out. We cannot make culture without culture, and this means that creation begins with cultivation, taking care of the good things that culture has already handed on to us. The first responsibility of culture makers is not to make something new, but to become fluent in the cultural tradition to which we are responsible. Before we can be culture makers, we must be culture keepers. Often we view building a team or organizational culture as a building project. Bulldoze the area, level the ground, bring in the materials, and let's start with a strong foundation. I fell for this trap as a leader plenty of times by trying to impose my vision, standards, and norms without understanding the people, who they were, their experiences, desires, and vision. Thus, it's not always the best metaphor. Tony Heisch, the CEO, founder, and cultural architect of Zappos, believes that rather than seeing culture as a building structure, it is a far more accurate metaphor to understand culture as a greenhouse. The people in our program bring a variety of backgrounds, experiences, personality, races, and sometimes even gender and generations. We have to learn about these people by creating opportunities for them to share, embrace, and even leverage their diversity of experiences and opinions. If culture is a greenhouse, then we need to acknowledge that there are many good things in existence, perhaps among a lot of weeds, but we need to take care of those good things. We must first cultivate the good and weed out the bad before we can start to create more.